The trial of 14 suspects accused of involvement in attacks on the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo and a Jewish supermarket 5 years ago is now underway in Paris. They're accused of helping two Islamist militants attack Charlie Hebdo's Paris office in January 2015, where 12 people were shot dead. A third gunman killed a policewoman and four more people at a Jewish store. All three attackers were killed by police. On the eve of the trial, Charlie Hebdo republished the same cartoons about the Prophet Muhammad that prompted the deadly attack on the magazine 5 years ago. John Litchfield is a freelance journalist in Paris. He was the former Paris correspondent for The Independent. John Litchfield, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
It's been 5 years now since the terror attack on the offices of Charlie Hebdo. Why has it taken so long for this trial to get underway?
Well, it's a very unusual trial, Fran, in many ways. It's going to last probably 2 months. 200 parties civiles, that's civil plaintiffs who have brought cases of their own, mostly relatives of or people injured in the attacks. All three people who actually committed these crimes were killed at the time, as you know. Mm. The only three of the accused who are in any way thought to be very directly involved in the planning of these crimes are not present in court in Paris. In fact, they're not in France. In fact, they may not even be alive.
Where are they? Where do they think they may be?
Well, it's thought, almost certainly known, that they left France for the then caliphate of the Islamic State in Iraq, Syria, just before these attacks happened in January 2015. And it's believed certainly that the two brothers, Mohammed and Mehdi Belhousin, are almost certainly believed to be dead. And then the third one, who's the girlfriend of one of the killers, Hayat Boumediene, is also thought to be no longer alive. Nevertheless, they're on the charge sheet. The 11 other accused are, everyone admits, pretty minor fry. They're people who helped a little bit in the preparation of the crime, possibly. They're people who provided guns, provided food, provided shelter. They're not even accused of directly being involved in the crime, except for in two cases. So this is the result of 5 months' investigation of these terrible murders. And in many ways, it's a sort of trial of the French state's failure, maybe, to spot what was going to happen, because both Saïd Cherif and Cherif Kouachi, the brothers who attacked Charlie Hebdo, and also their associate, and it's not quite clear to what extent they were linked. That's one thing that may come out in the trial. Amadi Koulibaly, who attacked the Jewish supermarket 2 days later. Mm-hmm. They were all on the kind of watch list, but they were not regarded as sort of active terrorists. So there will be a lot of questions asked about that, and that's one of the things that the trial may elucidate in the next couple of months.
So is the state, in a sense, then worried about this? Are the intelligence forces on the defensive?
In almost every terrorist incident that's been in France, and I think it's been true in some of the ones in Britain and other countries as well, it's been very rarely the case that the people involved have been completely unknown to the authorities. So it's always embarrassing when someone who was on a watch list, who had been on a watch list, like in the case of the two brothers who attacked Charlie Hebdo but had been taken off it, commits terrible crimes like this. So yes, in a sense, the French state is on trial. And there is a sense of this being an extraordinarily historic and important trial. And the proof of that is, Fran, that this is one of the very few trials in French history that's allowed to be televised. Mm. Televised not in the sense of being shown live. In fact, the film of the whole 2 months of the trial will not be exposed to the public for 50 years. It's going to be put in the French archives. The only other trials that have been recorded in that way have been huge historic trials, like the trial of the Nazi torturer in Lyon in 1988. So it is regarded as an extraordinarily important moment. It's a moment when France can face up to what happened. And you may remember that 2015 was not just Charlie Hebdo. We're coming up also to the anniversary in November, or the fifth anniversary in November this year, of the attacks on the Bataclan and other
in Paris.
Places of entertainment in Paris. Yeah.
So John, just to be clear on the filming, the trial's being filmed, but it's not being broadcast. So that it's being filmed, but it's for history.
Exactly that, Fran. Exactly that. It's going to be put in the archives, and it will be therefore be available to historians in 50 years' time to see exactly what happened in the trial. It's against the law for trials to be filmed or even photographed in France, but exceptions have been made in the past in 3 or 4 occasions, but never for a trial as long as this, and never for a terrorism trial before. And it's thought that the detail of this trial will be so important and so interesting to historians of the future that it should be recorded, not just simply written down or recorded by audio, but also filmed. And so it is being filmed every single day of it. And that will be put in the archive until, 2070?
Yeah. So meanwhile, what is likely to happen to those 11 who will stand before the court? I noticed that the chief prosecutor says, you know, these are not people to be treated as, these are not just, quote, little helpers on trial. But what you've described, most of them are, in fact, little helpers. They did logistics and some of those things. And I know that some of them have said they knew it was something illegal, but they didn't know it was for anything like this. So are there likely to be major jail terms handed out here? What's likely to be the resolution of this in those kind of terms?
Well, I think two of the 11, leaving aside the three who are absent, believed dead, two of the 11 do face fairly serious charges of directly assisting in these crimes and could therefore face jail terms of up to life. The rest are accused essentially of providing assistance of various kinds, food, providing weapons, money. And it's not absolutely clear. In fact, it's probably unclear that they were involved, knew that something as terrible as this was going to happen. So they are only going to be being accused of relatively minor crime, which can only at the most have a 10-year jail sentence. However, the suggestion is that what the trial is doing is sort of, in a sense, examining the whole kind of wider culture, the sort of ecosystem into which terrorism exists. And therefore, these people are the kind of people who are sort of helpers, who are fellow travellers who make this kind of crime possible.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose. And that will become evident for France to examine again there where things are at now. And in that, on that very question, Charlie Hebdo has, we reported yesterday, republished the controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, all 12 of them, which sparked anger across the Islamic world initially and, you know, led ultimately to the murders. What's been the reaction to the republication, and are there fears it likely to trigger some kind of retribution?
Well, that's obviously always possible. I saw a poll today saying that 2/3 of French people supported the republication. It's interesting that the editor of Charlie Hebdo, who was present at the time of the attack and was injured, was one of the lucky ones who was not badly injured at the time. He said that his reason for publishing it was dual. Once, again, to say we have the right to do this, we believe in the right of freedom of speech, but also to draw attention to what he says has been a huge decline in French respect for freedom of speech in the last 5 years, not in terms of publication of cartoons like this, but the kind of cancel culture that has been seen in other parts of the world. Mm. So he was saying that the publication of the cartoons was partly for the original reason, but partly for that reason. And the headline that they put on the magazine was "All That for This." And the intention in that headline, he said, was to draw attention to the fact that France was not living up to the kind of "We are Charlie." You may remember that was the slogan at the time.
Charlie.
"I am Charlie, we are Charlie." And there were two aspects to that. One, that the people who signed up for that, in many cases, not all, were saying that we believe in freedom of speech, we believe in the right to be offensive as part of freedom of speech. And the Charlie Hebdo editor believes that that has not actually survived the last 5 years. The other part of Je suis Charlie was that people were saying that this was a kind of solidarity, a respect for other, the people who turned out on the streets were all races and religions and political persuasions in France. And, you know, I think it's fair to say that 5 years on, compared maybe to the effect that 9/11 had on the United States, and obviously one cannot compare the two completely, but my sense is that America has become a very different place since then, and that is partly the explanation for it. France, I think, has not been that kind of extreme reaction in backlash. France to what happened in 2015. Not a backlash. No, there's been, obviously, there are right-wing politics, far-right politics, there are racial politics in France, but there's not been any systematic backlash against...
Okay. John, we're having troubles with your line there, so I'll say goodbye and thank you very much for joining us. Thank you. John Litchfield, freelance journalist in Paris. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 6:26.